You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
And now your host, the award-winning Jessica R. Bunavach. Hello, Jessica, my friend, Jessica.
Hello!
And why do we say friend?
Because friend.
That's what today's show is all about, friendship. I miss you, friend.
I know. I so miss you. I really miss you. I was just talking to you about my friends the other day. When was the party? Friday.
Yeah.
I was like, you have to meet Max. Oh my God, she's like the best. You know, if he's here, he's going to be so fun. You know, like, oh.
That's fun.
I really miss you.
I know. I see you like every Monday and we talk, but you know, I miss seeing you in person. It's been so long. You know, friendship is really when you have a friend that's someone who you can count on. You know, my phone is open to you 24/7. When you have that kind of, and vice versa. And when you have that kind of friendship with someone, it makes it really, you know, a unique bond. And it's something, you know, the Bible says what God has brought together, let no man take apart. And that's meant for marriage.
Yeah.
But I also believe that's meant for friendship. When friends come together, it's really something unique because friends share that beauty that sometimes they can't share with their spouse. And they're able to share with one another. So I honor you. I appreciate you. I respect you. I adore you. I love you as my friend.
Thanks, love. No, have you ever experienced like being ghosted? Is that the right word? Being ghosted by a friend?
Jessica, I've been ghosted by a friend. I've been ghosted by a lit agent. I've been ghosted by publishers. I've been ghosted by publicists.
No.
I've been ghosted by lovers.
I don't believe it, lovers. I don't think so. You're Aquarian.
Yes.
Really?
I had like now I'm in a relationship. But when I wasn't in a relationship, I think because, and our guest today, she's back, Dr. Roseanne, she'll be with us in a moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, being Aquarians, we command a lot of space. And I think that as a lover, we become very engrossed in who we're sleeping with.
No, that's so true.
Obsessed for the lack of other, you know, for lack of better words. And so I think when lovers feel that intensity that Aquarians offer in a sexual relationship, they ghost you. But when it comes to lovers and ghosting you, it's part of the game because you're not really connected. And, you know, it's obvious what that's all about. You know, it's about sex or, you know.
But when
it's a friend and you've been friends with that person for years, like I have been friends and with numerous people. You know, I'll bring you this story.
Yeah.
When I moved from New York to Florida about 11 years ago, my phone stopped ringing from my Connecticut, New York, tri-state area friends. Why? Because I wasn't inviting them to dinner anymore. I wasn't inviting them to parties anymore. I wasn't inviting them to come over to my house to go swimming in the summer anymore. So when I was removed from the situation and moved to Florida and they weren't part of my circle because I'm not, you know, they're in Connecticut, New York, or tri-state area, they stopped calling. They stopped calling.
And so
it was an eye-opener in the sense it's, are these friends or are these users?
Yes, that's so true.
And so it opened my eyes to that. My mother had a great group of friends when my father died. This is an interesting story about friendship and being in a relationship.
Okay.
When my father died, my mother's friends told her, one friend in particular, said, I cannot invite you to dinner because it will ruin our table seating. Because it will be an odd number.
No.
So that's a friendship where then when my father died, they stopped talking to my mother. They ghosted my mother because these women were maybe a little bit frightened or concerned that my mother, that their husbands might take interest in my mother. She was a widow. She was wealthy. You know, it was this whole new era.
Yeah.
So that friendship. So friendship has so many facets to it. Mm-hmm. And it hurts when I have friends who I've known for years who haven't called me, who when I send messages, they don't call. There's a pain to it.
Yes.
And it hurts. But there's also a gratitude to it. Because when people show you who they are, believe them. Believe them.
Yeah.
And so when friends stop calling, maybe you have to just say thank you and love them from a distance. What do you think?
No, that's so true. Just love them from a distance. That's we actually, this was our topic yesterday on our Bible study with my family, because, you know, I was like, it's about forgiveness. You know, you forgive mm-hmm. friends, you just forgive them. But you know what? They're never gonna be a part of your life.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. Yeah.
Forgiveness is the biggest gift you give to yourself.
Exactly.
To yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a while though. It takes a while.
Or it doesn't. You know, for me, it's that instant when I see, you know, there's that saying, when you see crazy walking down the street, cross the street. So for me, if I sense that there's some kind of friction in the relationship, I have the option. Do I want to save it? Or do I want to move on? And if I move on, I'll love you from a distance, but it's instant. And I think that's also an Aquarian thing. When we're done with something, we're done.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
And it's not that we hate the person. It's
so
just
bad.
That we need to protect ourselves from those that maybe, you know, they say their friends are for a season, for a reason, or for a lifetime. Jessica, you're my friend for many lifetimes.
Yes.
I've seen friends of yours that have been for a season and for a reason. I have those friends too. And again, no experience with friendship is ever wasted. It helps us mature and grow who we are and for us to become better friends and to weed out the people that maybe shouldn't be in our inner circle. You know, my grandmother used to say, our palm is our inner circle. And in that inner circle, we can only fit 5 close friends.
Oh my God, that's so true.
You know,
that's so true.
We hold them close. And then they say when you make a fist, that your fist is the size of your heart. So that's your friends.
Oh, I like that.
Those are your 5 dear friends. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so
We're already learning today on The Polished Woman.
I know.
So I offer all of you who are listening, thank you for joining us.
Jess has been here for
3 years. I'm Max Tucci, Jess's executive producer. Follow Jess at The Polished Woman.
And Max is like literally one of my closest friends. Even if we don't see each other, somehow you and I, when we talk and there's a voice, you know right away if you're sad or you're like happy.
We're connected.
Or you're excited. My theory with friends, and I learned this from another, you know, person. They were like, friends are like, you know, I compare it to the clothes that are in your closet. There are trendy friends that are just there for the meantime. There are like the special ones that you can never give up. Like the coats, like, you know, like never. Like I have one dress that it's been there for like years. And they're like, just give this away. No, I like this one. So you keep it.
And when you put it on, it feels like a brand new dress.
A brand new dress. No, that's so true. Mm-hmm. And that's, I actually wore it like on Halloween. And Dave's like, oh my gosh, you still have that? I said, babe, I'm never gonna throw it. I love it so much.
But here's the beauty I love of that dress is that you also still fit in that dress. but let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, it's cute that you still fit in that dress.
Yeah.
But what does that really symbolize? It symbolizes that love for that dress that you still fit into it. So you still fit into the friendship.
Yes.
And that's what we do together. We fit into each other's friendship.
Yes.
And it's beautiful to have a friend, you know, that will never leave you nor forsake you.
I know. And you're one of them.
And you're one of them. So I love you. Today's show is going to be a fantastic show. Why? Because we have Doctor is back in the house.
I know. Dr. Rose.
Dr. Rose back in the house. Sam, bring her on. I'll stay on for a minute because
this is
the trifecta of Aquarius love.
Max, words came out of your mouth. You know what my number one quote is? It's the Maya Angelou quote you just gave. When people show themselves, believe it.
Yeah.
And you just said a lot of things that resonated, you know, on a lot of levels. I'm excited for this conversation because, you know, this is something we all feel. We have friends of different levels of friends, and not everybody is your close buddy. And I love that it fits in your palm, right? I call them like you can only have a certain amount of pee on the toilet friends.
Exactly. I love it. Call a thing a thing. You know, that's what we do here on The Polished Woman. Call a thing
that's
a thing.
Right.
Wait, hold on. I have a question for all of us. Is it harder to make new friends at, you know, at a certain age? That's actually always the problem. And they're saying that, oh my God, right now I'm already this and that age. It's hard for me to find new friends. Is it hard? Harder?
I think it's always a challenge to make deep friends. but I don't think it's harder at any particular age. And in fact, what I'm finding is as you get older and everyone else is evolving, because we're Aquarians, we're already evolved. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and so what happens is, I mean, and I'm joking, but I'm serious, but there, if you're already somebody who's really connected on that mind, body, spirit level, if mm-hmm. you're not hanging with other people who are there with you, it is hard. And so, like, I know in my life, I've done things to align my business with my sense of my mission, my purpose, and everybody else who's really health oriented. And it has changed my life because I have these amazing tribe of people who there's just unspoken things that we just feel so much the same on.
I love how you say the word tribe because, you know, there's that saying that it takes a village. But I disagree with that statement because not everybody in the village is part of your tribe. And so it doesn't necessarily take that village. It takes that tribe. So and Jess, when you propose the question, is it hard to become friends with someone when you're older?
Yeah,
I believe that when you're in a space of gratitude and surrender like this, and you make yourself available to all that is, the divine, the source, God, whomever we want to call it, will bring to you people that need to be in your life. You beckon when you ask God or the universe or all that is to be available to receive abundance. Abundance comes in many forms, and friendship is one of them.
Yeah.
So recently, I've received a friend of we know who this person is. I'm not going to mention a name. I was just on the phone prior.
Yeah, just like recently.
Recently, in the sense where we have a huge age gap in between us.
Yes.
And we answer the phone as if we've been friends our whole life.
Yes.
And you know, we've been acquainted, and now, but now the friendship has really solidified. And it's interesting that again, when you're available, all that is will present itself to you in many fabulous ways. A dog could be your new friend. A lover can be your new friend. A person can be your new friend. A tree can be your new friend. So it's really understanding what does friendship mean? So I look forward to Dr. Roseanne, to you and Jessica continuing this conversation. Yeah. I'm out of here. You ladies do your thing. The Polish Woman on LA Talk Radio on all podcasting platforms every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and find us on all podcasting platforms. Jess, love you.
Thanks,
Dr. Roseanne.
Max.
I'm coming to see you.
Max. I'll see you next week.
I will see you in Connecticut, neighbor.
All right.
I'm going back. So Jess, I'm still in your ear. So have a great show, ladies.
Thank you. But Dr. Roseanne, can you just define a healthy friendship? How do you define it?
Such a great question because what is a healthy friendship? And I think, you know, I mean, what are great relationships in general?
Yeah.
So you've great communication, right? You've shared interests. How about that? And I think that is a great friendship, right? If you have those two things, that is the basis of friendship. So, you know, you think about the people that you love, right? Mm-hmm. Two of my best friends are on different continents. One of my friends in New Zealand and my other friend is now just moved to Portugal. So I can just talk to them and it's like, I don't have to explain myself, just like you and Max.
Yeah.
You can have these little interchanges.
And just like my friends in the Philippines, I have friends in the Philippines that I, you know, it's crazy. Like, haven't seen forever, but we talk like, like crazy.
All
just
the time.
Like
you.
You yeah, all the time.
You know each other. There's an understanding.
Yeah.
There's an acceptance and love, right, for each other. And, you know, I mean, I think that is a friend has to love and honor you and accept you for who you are. Now, that doesn't mean your friend doesn't tell you something, you know, you don't want to hear, but they do it in a lot of love. You know, it's not coming from a jealousy place, but, you know, your favorite people, you share interests. Like, you know, I'm not going to hang out with somebody who's like a jerk. You know what I mean?
You know, it's interesting what Max shared with us today, how her friends, you know, like the friends that she used to hang out with that are all, you know, married. And then when her, you know, her husband passed away, they just ditched her. They just didn't stop inviting her. And in my situation, I think it's more, mine is like, you know, we have this group of friends and they're all married as well. We're all married. And then all of a sudden, you know, there was a thing about my husband and then all of a sudden they all disappeared. So they can't include me anymore just because they don't want to be with my husband. So it's like there's a friction or something like that. So
I yeah. Think,
okay.
But that's like, not okay, Jessica.
That's not okay at all. Not thank you. Maxine, you know, Dr. Rezan.
Your real friends are with you when the ship goes down.
Yeah.
Like, in the case of Max, I've been there, Max, where I was the part, had all the parties and this and that, oh. And did all that stuff. And in my case, I'm a special needs mom, as we talked about before. And so what did I do? I called the MTV Cribs pool in my house, you know, that has all those slides and this.
Wow.
And that. Oh, yeah, it's a good time. It's a great house. It's a great party house. And it was great in the pandemic. But I put it in for my kid because I knew he was impulsive and I knew that impulsive kids don't have friends in the same way that, let's say, a kid who was inattentive or had a learning disability or whatever. But when you're impulsive, you burn people out. And so I put in this pool. And what did I do? I had a party every Friday at 11:30 at my house. And I invited the parents there. And after a while, after a number of years, my kids actually wanted to stop it because the kids got... there's a word in Italian, it's called squistamod. Max will know what it is. But basically they started to get like picky and would go into rooms and pull stuff out and whatever. My kids were like, this is no longer getting fun. So I was like, all right, we'll put it on pause. Well, guess what? We didn't get any invites. It just ended. Right. And there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of hurt and I can go on. And I'm not that unique from other parents with a kid who has a difficulty. But when your friends really care about you, they're not going to they are reciprocating. I think that's one of the breakdowns in friendships. And as Aquarians, we do hold a lot of space. We do like to entertain, but it doesn't even matter.
We do.
And it could be anything. You can be that person who likes that. And I love it. And for the first time in my life, I'm with other people who are reciprocating. And that's actually a new thing for me. So when you say, is it harder to make friends when you get older? I mean, you have to put yourself out there. So, you know, Max talks about like creating this space. But you have to then go to a different place. Is it a church? Is it a book club? Is it joining a hiking thing? Is it actually going out with your colleagues from work? Whatever it is, you're not going to make new friends or any friends if you're not engaging in the world, right?
Yeah, but how about now after the pandemic? Where do we meet friends now?
Yeah, well, hopefully not all just online. Well, okay, so where do most adults make friends? Your kids' school. And kids, you know, friends, which is mixed, right? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I'd pick all those, you know, they're there. And there's levels of friendship, right? So I talk about the pee on the toilet friends. That's not many people.
That's not many people.
Right? You have your inner sanctum of people that you could say anything, that you could say something catty about. Right, you know.
Max is like, poop on the phone. What was that?
That's one or two people, Max. That's not more than that. That's even a top tier of your inner circle, okay?
That's a top tier friend. Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, you have these this grouping. Then you have friends that are maybe in your social circle that you get together and you really like each other, but it's not deep. You're not going to tell them... like, I don't know, something really deeply, deeply personal because the trust isn't built up, right?
Yeah.
And then there's
How do you vet friends though? How do you vet them?
You know, people show themselves believe it, right? So I think what I've learned to do is there are sometimes you meet people in life. I have a few friends that I have met and it was like instantaneous, right?
Yeah.
That's not common, people. Okay. And then you look in, you know, are these people that are lifters, right? We should only have people who are lifters in our inner circle, right? People who are like, that's amazing, right? That you're.
How do we know? Max is asking, how do we know if they're lifters?
You hear it by what they're saying to you. So are they encouraging you like, you know, oh, Forbes called me a thought leader in children's mental health. Okay. When I posted that, did I get some DMs like, girl, you're on fire. I love you. Or was it like, how did you get that? Totally different. Yeah. And, you know, and okay, I'm using dramatic examples, but like, you know, whatever you, who shows excitement for you? Like whether you're silly or something, or who's there for you when something bad happens? Like I have a good friend, and she was very involved in her church and did a lot of volunteering, and her daughter had PANS, which is a sudden onset of a mental health problem, in her case, OCD. And she said they were treated like lepers and that a few people left food on their door, wouldn't even knock, would just leave it there. And she was like in shock. Because this is a woman who would go into people's homes and care for you if you had cancer and do this and do that. And she was not given the same courtesy. And, you know, that is awful, right? So those people, she still was in church and she was like, I couldn't even go anymore because I had to sit with them and they were all full of beans. Nobody stepped up, right? And really did that. Yeah. That's pretty obvious in that. And maybe it's not so obvious, right? And I think the other thing too, Jessica, like sometimes I have a lot of old friends. I'm sure you do. And I'm sure Max does, like those old, old friends that like, it doesn't matter. They're always with you. I wouldn't say a lot, a small group of like old friends that have been through with like my kid having a hard time and, you know, me deciding to start this company and that company and do this and whatever. And then you have people where they're stagnant and they're not growing. So when you say like, is this a lifter? Was this person a lifter? And then now this person is stagnant and the relationship has sort of run its course. That happens sometimes. You can love them, but like maybe they're just not with you all the time, or your connection was your kids and now your kids in college and you just don't have those same kind of shared interests. Right. I mean, Jessica, you weren't always doing a podcast. What happened when you did this podcast? Were people supportive or were they like, what the hell are you doing?
Some of them were supportive. Some of them just don't, you know, some of them of course just don't care.
Right.
Yeah, I was even like, I was even scared to do this podcast in the beginning, you know, but then again, some friends, you know, my Max is like really the one who pushed me to really do it because he believed, he's always believed in me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. Look at all the words.
Right.
Max says, look at all the words.
Right.
I'm always like embarrassed to say that.
Well, that, but you know, that's, it's funny because people will leave you as much as I've evolved for every evolution. And I mean like on a vibrational, spiritual level, but also on a success level. Every time I move up successfully on the success ladder, people shake out of my life every single time.
How does it make you feel?
Well, I used to get upset by it because I'm so deeply attached to people and I'm such a blossomer, like of my employees and of my friends. I'm the first person to be like, let's blossom this person. Let's mentor them. Let's do this. Let's give positive, right? Like I'm in this high level entrepreneur mastermind of with just wellness people. They're my tribe. They're called my tribe. And there's some serious movers and shakers in there. In the first year, I was I was voted go-giver in the first year. Do you know what a big deal that is to be full of go-givers? But so it was hard because I am a go-giver. And then I started to just realize it's about other people. And so jealousy is not a common emotion I experience. And yet most people, you know, there are 34,000 decisions a day and 70% of the time it's to, it's a fear-based response and it's to avoid something. So most people are fearful jealousy is a common emotion, right? And so so that scares people. Like, it scares people you have awards, Jessica. Yeah. Right? So that's not your true friend. You know, your friend is there in the good times and the bad. Mm-hmm. But it was a surprise to me that when success came, that, you know, that it was something that was a divider to people because for in our relationship because of their own insecurities.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's so true.
So, you know,
what is this? You know, I've heard of this as well, that when you are hanging out with somebody who what do you call that? Or the friends that are left with you are the friends that you're that are your paying. You know what I mean? Like your staff, and there's nobody left. Is that bad? They're saying that that's bad.
You're saying that if all your people that are who work for you have left,
yes, yeah. No. I mean, no. The ones that are left behind that are staying with you, sticking with you, are the ones who are. Whom you are paying.
Oh, yes. You're only your staff. Well, yes. We've all made that mistake.
Yes.
And
a lot of like the Hollywood stars actually as well. Like most of them, they say, gosh, the people that he's hanging out with or, you know, it's just like the people who are, you know, it's like a whole thing of who they pay.
Yeah. I mean, we all in our circle, my circle, right, I have some pretty famous, you know, icon kind of clients.
I kind of like her. Actually, I heard this from some, you know, famous guy.
And I also have some very high level business people that are my friends, like name brand company kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's because of where I live. I live outside of New York City, and also people want to get the best care possible for their kids. So that's why they come to me, you know, end of story. So I become friends with people and you know, this is a conversation I have with them because they're hard to trust people when somebody wants something from you. And so if you're always, people are asking and asking and asking, right? And it's like, how can you develop relationships? So a lot of times they develop these friendships with people that are staff. I learned from my parents who are entrepreneurs that it's an unequal relationship when you are paying somebody, right? Now it's different if it's like on a different level, but if you are have an employee, it's really not an equal relationship. You can be friendly, you can be friends. They are not your best friend. I have learned this the hard way more than once. And I think you really have to be careful, right? And that's even if you are a manager and like your best friend is not a manager and they're underneath you. You've got to be careful. Very hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's tricky, but like to Max's point, like what makes a good friend is how they talk. It's how they show up. And I think people have to be careful in who they trust and let a few months go by. Just like he said, he known this person and this person that is a high level person. Step back and said, is Max full of beans or is he a solid human being? That's really what it is. You know?
Yeah, that's so true.
So true.
And sometimes there are also people that sometimes you just met for like a couple of months and you're like, oh my gosh, there's just something about, you just feel it like right away, right?
Yeah. Oh, now, absolutely.
Is that dangerous? Is that dangerous if you feel like for example, you know, there's this person that I'm, you know, I just literally met like a year ago. And then, but, you know, she's like really helpful. And in fact, I was like, oh my gosh, I really need your help. And she's like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'll do everything for you. You know, like, but of course, it's there's good intentions also. Like, but it's, you know, but of course, because you're already traumatized from the other friends, you know what I mean? That,
well, I think you have to, you know, you have to love people. You can't, even if you've been burned, but I think you have to think about it. I mean, I've had an existential crisis in the last couple of years. I ended a long-term friendship when I confronted her and said, you don't love and accept me because of my child with mental health issues. And she admitted it.
Aww.
So it was heartbreaking and awful. And I was like, I will never make another friend again. Of course, that's not going to happen, but it was really brutal. And then I analyzed. So you're going to benefit from my analyzing it. Okay. So first of all, what are your core values?
Yeah.
Right. And you have to build friendships based on that. Okay. So we have common interests, but we have core values. And this person in my life did not operate on some of the core values. Mm-hmm. So number one, this was a person that was cheap. I have a problem with cheap people. So okay. like here's an example. They have a lot of money. Never once stayed at a hotel on the beach.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought, you are not living full out, people. I'm not saying frugal. Frugal, I love frugal, okay?
Yeah.
There's a difference between frugal and there's a cheap, okay?
And cheap.
Cheap What's means the difference? You're not going to spend it. Well, frugal means you're smart with your money, right?
Yeah.
But you'll spend it when you have to, right?
Yeah.
Like, so my mom was frugal, but like when it came to important things like a car or Italian wedding or having beautiful food when your guests come over, she was going to go full out. Okay.
Yeah.
But she ain't paying full price for nothing, nothing. Like it's going to be a discount or she ain't getting it. You know what I mean? So, right.
I love this.
So, but like, these are people that had a lot of money and like, so never, it was maybe 3 times in 12, 13 years paid for something. Because I always paid. That gets real old, people. Okay. and just had a different money value. Also had a very controlling partner in her life. And I was, don't get that at all. And it was so funny when the friendship ended. My husband is such a gentleman and so supportive. Yeah. He was like, I never understood the friendship. She was cheap. Didn't like to travel, had a controlling husband, and was anxious. Things you don't like. And I was like, well, you know, I really loved her and the way the person fell in. But, and not to say that this was a bad person, but again, core values.
Core values. Okay?
So you're going to let your husband look at your groceries bill, you know, print out and tell you that you should have gotten your tampons cheaper? No, thank you. Because that grocery bill would have been stuck where the sunshine doesn't shine. Right? The sun doesn't shine. So what are your core values? Are you religious? Is that really important? Are you spiritual? Your parenting is totally different. Let me tell you something. Your parenting is totally different. I mean, extreme.
Yeah.
You are not going to have a good friendship. Right.
Yeah.
What I also learned is I cannot have a friend who doesn't have an ethical partner. And I used to think that if, and I'm saying people stay married for a lot of reasons, but if somebody's not ethic, so integrity is my highest value. Mm-hmm. You must be a high integrity person to be in my life. Mm-hmm. End of story. There is no black. This is a black and white issue for me.
Yeah.
And so what I learned is that I would see things in my friends that they would sort of gloss things over for a partner that wasn't high integrity. And every single time the friendship didn't last. So what are your values? And it really opened up my door because a girlfriend said to me, you know, you've had these friendships that haven't worked out. What is it? And I said, well, I'm going to tell you, I know exactly what it is. I accepted friendships that I wanted our kids to play because I was so worried about my kid that were not good for me. And and so I stopped that, right? But I still had some of these friendships, you know, in my life. And you know, you have to have similar communication styles and you have to be able to talk
about.
That's
so true.
If, you know, Jessica, if Max irritated you, you have to be able to say, Max, I didn't like what you just said to me, you know, and you don't have to be a jerk about it, but you can be like, listen, my feelings got hurt or whatever it is. We're Aquarians. We don't like
every
statement with I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was another thing that this person started every statement with I feel. And I was like, oh. Can we just talk about things we think? I'm not saying you shouldn't feel anything, but I don't want to feel everything. You know what I mean? Like everything was a worry, you know? So,
yeah.
So think about how these things are really important. So then when you meet people, and then where are you meeting these people, right? So like I've exactly. made fast friendships in my vetted mastermind group. Because somebody that I think is a super, super high integrity person who is very careful about screening who these people are. So we're getting pre-screened friends by somebody I admire in this group with people with shared careers and values. So you're just much more likely to make friends. And, you know, we also sign like this thing that says we're going to be, you know, kind to each other. We're going to lift language.
Yeah.
There's all these values that I already agree with. So I've made friends sometimes immediately in my group right away. And
I think it's very us also. That's very Aquarius too, right, Max? We like we get friends. You know, we are actually the life of the party most of the time.
Most of the time, sometimes a Leo is there too. You know what I mean? I'm married to a Leo. They like to have a good time. Yeah, we do. Well, because we like stimulating conversation.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We'll bring up interesting things. You know, we like to go deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't like, I mean, I could do superficial, but I like to have real conversations about real things. Yeah. Right? I love this conversation, you know, for that very reason.
Yeah. Doc, speaking of partner, I want to ask you something about this and another thing for the children. If a husband tells you, like you have a best friend, if a husband tells you that, oh, I want you to stop hanging out with this person, and the person and the friend stop hanging out with you, I mean, do you still continue being friends with that person?
So their husband is telling your friend, I don't want you to hang out with Jessica.
Yeah.
No, because you'd, I mean, why would you still, I mean, here's the thing, is the person pulling back, right? You know what I mean? Like, I think as an individual, when your partner is telling you they don't like X, Y, and Z, first of all, think about it. Like, if it were me, I'd be like my husband, I'm not saying he disliked this person. He just didn't understand what we really connected about. He knew who I really had fun with, right?
Yeah.
And having fun and living life full out is a real big priority for me. And so, so you'd have to say why, right? Mm-hmm. But how can you, if somebody's pulling back from you and you have a conversation, like, you know, some people really take the lead of their spouse and
you have to respect that, right?
Well, is your friendship going to survive that? Probably not.
Not,
I don't know if I respect it, but you know, if you have a healthy friendship, your friendship should survive it, right? That person is clearly threatened by you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And another question is, do you have to be friends with the mother or the parent of your children?
Do you have to be friends? Okay. Are they, are your child hanging out a lot with them?
These are like questions, you know, that are naturally like being asked by, you know, moms. Do I have to be friends with them? Do I have to hang out with them?
You know? I think that if your kid is spending time at somebody else's house, you want to know who the heck they are.
You want to know them. Yeah, that's so true. But I mean, you don't have to be like really close to them or hang out with them like all the time. Right.
Right. They're not going to be the pee on the toilet friend, but you want to be friendly with them. You know, maybe these people have totally different values from you and you don't want them influencing your kid. You know, you got one shot and you are providing the anchor for everything that your kid is going to build upon. Right.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I know in the past, I know when I was kids, my parents, and I've done this for too.
Yeah.
If my parent didn't love another set of parents, well, then they just said, come over to our house. Because the kid is always great almost all the time. But maybe these parents, you know, who knows? Maybe they're drinking a lot or they have conflict or they ignore the kids and the kids get in trouble. There's a lot of reasons why. But I think it's always best to form a relationship so that you can, you know, be there to support your kid in their friendship.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, I like this question being sent to me, Doc. I read recently that there's this shift happening where there are people more concerned with having followers online than having friends in real life. Do you agree that this is true? You know, and if yes,
yes,
from a mental health standpoint, do you think that has more of a positive or negative impact? And if the answer is no, why do you think that may be the perception of some people?
I mean, I think that people are very concerned with their image. And I think people should be more concerned about who they are in the inside.
Yeah.
I think we're not connecting enough spiritually. I think we're not connecting enough in real life with other people. And, you know, the number of followers somehow has become a metric with, like, you know, a metric to how important you are.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just so silly. You know what I mean?
It's silly.
It's so silly. And it's so funny all the time. Like, you know, I've been on TV like so many times and people will often say to me like, wow, you're just so nice and normal. And I'm like, I'm the same exact person.
Yeah.
And that has certainly not changed me. And in fact, made me kind of appreciate more fun. And here's a cool thing that I have come to realize in 2021 is that I actually am a really nice person. I'm a typical Korean. Don't cross me.
Yeah.
In Italian. But my niceness and go-giver attitude has helped me so much in my career and in life in so many ways that I couldn't even begin to say that. Like, it's, you know, so it's good to be good to others, right? And it does draw those same kind of people to you, which I think is really important. So I have to say the friendships I form in adulthood it are at this stage, right, over 40, I think are actually better because most people are knowing themselves better. Like, so I've always known myself. I've certainly have evolved, but I had a real sense of like, this is somebody I want to hang out with. This is somebody, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm not. And I feel that women in particular, Oprah says this, that you don't start to really feel comfortable and find your stride until your 40s. So I would be frustrated with other people because they, you know, they had imposter syndrome or they didn't know themselves or they would rely on their husband to make decisions or whatever. Instead of making them with their partner, they would let other people make them for them. That's just not my jam. Those aren't people I want to hang out with. And so as my friends and or people around me got older, they just got more comfortable with themselves. And I really need people to be comfortable with themselves, whoever they are. I'm not any better than you, but I just want you to love yourself. And I, you know, believe you can't love, truly love another person in any way unless you love yourself.
Yeah. That's so true. Now, Doc, I oh my gosh, we already have five minutes left. Oh my gosh. I want this to be because I know that a lot of women out there have been betrayed by, you know, by someone, you know, who they were friends with. What is, you know, what is your general advice for this woman?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of us out there. Yeah.
Betrayal is real.
Yeah.
And it can be incredibly traumatic. Mm-hmm. And so what I want you to just to validate that it sucks and to also to grieve it. And there's a process of grieving betrayal. And don't try to shove it down. Don't say I'll never be friends. You know, I was betrayed by this person and really grieved it. And I gave it some time. I didn't want to live there. Right. But if you're really struggling and you don't have the right kind of supports, get counseling if you need to get counseling. But friendship betrayal, it can be some of the worst types of betrayal. And it's hard. It's really hard, but don't let it stop you from loving. What I want you to do is think back. What are your core values? What do you look for? Who in your life makes you feel supported? And think about those characteristics of that person and your relationship and look for that in other people. And if those other people don't have it, remember, when people show themselves, believe it. Don't try to say, oh, well, maybe, oh, maybe she never pays for dinner because she doesn't have any money. No, I know how much money they have. you know, those kind of things, you know, just like, you know, so it's, you know, I need people to be generous in their actions, not their wallet. You know,
that's like you
if you want to fight over the tab. That's okay too. But like, are who's there? Who's showing up for you? Who's cleaning up after the party or who leaves?
Yeah.
You know?
For the grieving process, you know, we normally advise, you know, couples who have broken up, you know, do they also unfollow them? For the grieving process, do they?
I think you have advice to do that. Get rid of things in your life. Yes, you can unfollow them. I think it's just like you're not going to follow a boyfriend. How is this friend any different? And you know, get rid of toxic parts. I also don't think that you should be bad mouthing another person or talking about them. Right? Just like in this situation, I'm not bad mouthing her. It really was an awakening. That in the end, some of my core values, there were things that would never, ever really, my cup didn't get full from the relationship in the end. Yeah. And so was it a surprise to me that it didn't work out? It was at the time, but now when I look back, so if unfollowing, if not hanging out in the same social group is part of it, but don't badmouth her in the social group. So, you know, think it through.
That's so true.
Right? So, because that's really so hard. I mean, that just happened to you, Jessica, where there's a social, you had a change in your social group, right?
Yeah. And if you badmouth them, that actually, that will hurt you more. That's what I, right? That's what I always like advise.
Yep. I always say this whenever relationships don't work out or whatever. I just say that I only have people in my life where we have mutual respect for each other. That's it.
You're
going to look so classy. You don't have to call her a dumbass. You don't have to do anything.
Just keep quiet and look beautiful and go out with other friends. Oh my God, 2 minutes. Last advice. How do you make, you know, how do you make a friendship last forever? It's hard to say that's gonna last forever, but how do you keep that friendship safe?
Yeah, great communication, lots of connection, right? So like my friends that are on different continents, you know, we're leaving each other voice messages constantly. We don't go more than a couple weeks without a video chat. But like your friends, who are you doing things with? Like, you know, and share joyous experiences, big and small together. I think that's really important, you know? And also I know that I spend a lot of time, I'm very gratitude and love language oriented. And so I tell my friends, I love them, that I'm grateful for them. Yes. I just positive language. Who doesn't want to hear that? You know what I mean?
So, just give love.
Just give love. Don't hold back and give that love. But I think that's really important. And just like in a marriage, you've got to grow together.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so
some of your friends, when you do entrepreneurial things, like they might be like, what is that? You know what I mean? And if they're really cool, like my old friends are like, I don't know what you're doing, but this is awesome, you know, and those kind of things. So, you know, that's how you make friendships last, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Be your, and you contribute. Yeah. Right. So we talked about what they're doing, but you contribute. You give the
love. It's also give and take, just like marriage. It's crazy.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Rosa. Oh my God. Thank you for the 2 Mondays that you've spent with us. Thank you for your
time. So fun.
I know you're so busy, but I've learned so much from you from last week, from this week. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. And I love you. Thank you. And don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Thank you. I'll see you next Monday. Bye.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.